So taking your seat in the mandala of things, letting your awareness be wide, even if you're sitting very close to people, don't tighten up. Widen and soften the awareness. And take your seat firmly in the center of that. So breathing in front of you, including the space behind you, above and below, deep into the ground and the earth. Widening to the 10 directions. And being clear what your intention is, that this sitting is dedicated to cultivating undistractedness. Doesn't mean you won't be distracted. It means when you see that you are, you breathe out, you give it up, you unhook, breathe out, and take your place firmly again. And begin again and again and again. And this starts to cultivate and deepen the quality of stabilizing the heart-mind. This is the foundation for insight. It's a foundation for insight. Of being willing to not keep looking in the contents of our mind, for the home that we seek, for the rest and peace that we yearn for, is not to be found in the words or the feelings. So keeping, relinquishing, breathing out, following the out-breath into the silence, daring to not look for our home in our story. It's all here, but the Buddha is also pointing us to know a wise relationship with causes and conditions so that we can let go of them. We can let them rest. We can touch them kindly and discover a freedom that is not bound to causes and conditions. So practically speaking, we're going to sit. You can use the mindfulness of breathing, of your body breathing, as an anchor, as a reference for the mind. Come back to the body breathing again and again and again. So let's begin breathing in. Feeling your body as it breathes in. And breathing out. Seeing how your body drops back into the quietude. And then this miraculous and ordinary thing called in-breath starts to come again. Not at your bidding. It's according to the nature of things. While you're alive, that will happen. Doesn't matter if it's shallow or deep. That's not the point here. There is the body breathing. It belongs to the nature of things. And there is the knowing of this, that which is intimate with the breath, perceives, knows the breath, recognizes that we are breathing. We train the light of attention to rest. Breath by breath. With every in-breathing, we expand a tiny bit in all those 10 directions, even if it's tiny. And as we breathe out, the body softens, releases, drops back. Following that right to its end, mind gets distracted, can't help it. But the moment that you become aware of that, this is the moment. Oh, I'm thinking. In that moment, that which sees the thinking is not the thinking. That which recognizes that we're thinking is not lost. That is the brightness of mind, a natural quality that sees clearly what is happening without being bound to it. Rest back, breathe out, and let the breath take you deeper. Let's train in this way. Breathing out and knowing that you're breathing out. Breathing in, enlivening the body and mind. Breathing out, softening, spreading, widening. It might be that you notice your belly expanding on the in-breath and contracting on the out-breath. It might be that you sense the sphere, the roundness of awareness around you, and your body breathes in and it inflates a little bit, like a balloon, rounded, becomes firm and starts to drop back. It may be that you're tracking the whole breath as it comes in through the nose, fills the throat, the chest, the belly opens. But wherever it is that you're perceiving it, get curious, become intimate, let it be your teacher. beginning again and again. And again, unhooking from snagging on a particular thing that has called your attention for now. And breathe out, place yourself back into the stream of the living present, the place where your life really is, right here. Right now. Do you dare? Where is your mind now? Letting the shoulders drop, breathe out. Are you willing to begin again in this moment? If you're sleepy or dull, stand up. There is no practice happening when we're sleeping. And give more attention to the in-breath. It's got more vitality in it. It's more distinct and precise and crisp and clear. Brightens the mind. And if you're agitated or restless, give more attention to the out-breath. It's soothing, calming, releasing. It's less distinct and precise than the in-breath. More diffuse and tending towards release. And just for now, just this breath, let the out-breath follow it. See how, if we let it, it takes us toward release, toward letting go, toward silence. Right at the end of this out-breath, before the new breath is born. Are you willing to let it be your guide? May all beings meet themselves with kindness. May all beings meet themselves with uprightness. And may all beings know the heart's release from suffering. So I'll meet now with the people who raised their hands at the beginning.